Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen, we're doing it again. We're trying to raise $25,000 to fully fund a service dog for a Connecticut veteran. There's a lot of different names for this stuff, and we settled on canines for CT vets. And we'll be at Duncan Park and the Yard Goats tomorrow night. I believe the dog that will be matched up with our Connecticut vet, Artem, will be at the game tomorrow night. I don't know if Paul Mastroni will be there too, but we have both Justin Prosser, who was the beneficiary last year of the listener, helped us raise the $25,000, and Aster is his service dog. And Paul Mastroni is the Connecticut veteran we will raise $25,000 for this year, and Artem is his dog. They both join us now on Brian and Company. Justin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Paul, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us. I know it's early on a Memorial Day, so we appreciate you both. Justin, start with you. I mean, how has the last year been with Aster? How are things going?
Things are great. Life changing. I do things I never did in the past. Like, I actually went to a concert with my wife, and that was like crazy, but we did it, and I made it through the whole thing, and my life is way different thanks to all the listeners that helped pay for Aster.
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, in terms of, you know, besides, is it just for so people they might not remember, in terms of, you know, the type of triggers, going to big places with a lot of people, and he just helps calm your nerves, just describe the impact Aster has on you so you're able to do these other things.
Well, I mean, the thing he does is he calms me and he allows me to focus on him rather than all the stuff around me that used to trigger me and do all these other things. Like, it's simple things like going to a restaurant, going here, going there, things that the average person doesn't think about. But when I would go in, I would just freak out and just sometimes just walk out and leave most of the time, actually. And now I haven't done that in over 8 months.
That's great. That's great, Justin. We're grateful for your transparency on it. I mean, I have two dogs, and I never had a dog growing up. So, like, my adulthood, you know, my wife brought animals to our life, and I am so grateful for having dogs in my life. And I almost feel like, you know, whether you say comfort animal or service animal, like, your dog is highly trained. But, like, even for my family, my teenagers, it has such a great positive impact on, I don't know how people can live without him, to be honest with you. And Paul Mastroni, now Paul is, I mean, I know this is not something you are necessarily excited to do, to talk to us, but you are a social worker in the Stratford school system. Have you had a pet before?
I have, actually. Not growing up, but as an adult, I had actually two dogs. Both kind of helped me get through some tough situations.
Are you excited for Artem?
I am very excited. Just hearing Justin's story and success, I'm hoping to be there where he is in a couple months or a year from now.
And so, you know, I want to make sure, because we want to be able to talk to you for the next couple of weeks. We don't have to go through the entirety of your experiences to date. But have you been able to meet the dog yet, or you haven't been able to? Because I know last year Justin had already sort of gotten together with Aster, but Artem's still training. Have you met him yet?
Not yet. Okay. So far, I've done two training sessions with another service dog, her name Amber. There's a possibility this week of meeting Artem.
Nice. I think we might hopefully meet him tomorrow night at Duncan Park. We're talking with Justin Prosser, who is our Connecticut veteran who has Aster, and we raised $25,000 to fully fund, you know, the training and everything related to the dog, and we're trying to do the same thing. If you go to WTIC.com, you can find the ways to donate, and we'll hone all that stuff. And Paul is expecting Artem, and Artem's just starting his training process. Paul, just, you know, if you can, just tell us. I mean, I know you're a social worker, a hockey coach, a dad. Just give us a little bit. You know, you're almost at the end of the school year. Just give us a little sense of what you do for work and then your career as a coach, because I think you had a really good season last year, right?
So I'm a school social worker in Stratford. I work in a behavioral program. So students who have some challenges behaviorally in like the mainstream setting. So we just give them some coping skills and help them, you know, kind of control that behavior so they can access the academics. Hockey, I love it. My son plays hockey in college. And I've been coaching now since he was a kid and here in Connecticut for, I think this year will be my 11th season. Last year I coached 8-year-olds for the first time in a long time.
Wow.
And mostly I coach 14-year-olds.
Nice. Well, I grew up playing hockey. Where's your son? Where is he at school?
He's at Davenport University in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah, so he's Nate. That's your son?
Yeah.
Yeah, because yep. I was trying to look it up, but I didn't know since he was across the country if that were him or not. And I coach youth hockey too, and I will just tell you that I think people like you are so valuable because, you know, most people just coach their sons and then they stop coaching. Like, for you to still coach and have it not be your kid, A, means you love it, but also I think those coaches are way more valuable because they're looking after all the kids. I'm not saying the other coaches weren't looking after all the kids, but like, you're there for all the kids, not just, you know, your son is there too, right?
Yeah, I love it. I love the kids. I get to doing the 14-year-olds. It's awesome to see them like go into high school the next year, and then I kind of follow them through their high school careers. And a lot of them end up getting in touch with me after high school to even come back and help like student coach or assistant coach.
That's cool. Well, listen, Justin, we're so happy things are going well. I mean, were you able to enjoy the concert or just get through it?
Oh, I was able to actually enjoy it with my wife. I mean, that was the amazing part. Like, before, it was just like I'd leave 20 minutes into it. And now I can, like I said, I could stay the whole time. And also, tomorrow, Aster will be at the Yard Goats game.
Oh, nice,
well.
And you're going to be there, too?
Yes, I'll be there with Aster.
That's great. And I think the weather's going to hold up, and you know, hopefully we'll at some point get to meet Paul as well and Artem. I mean, we're so proud to be a part of it, and to be able to help out. And again, animals, they cure the soul. So Paul and Justin, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
All right. That is.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's Justin Prosser, last year's recipient. He works with Aster, and we raised the $25,000 for him. And Paul Mastroni, which hopefully we'll hear more from Paul. I kind of wanted to ease him into the radio thing because he hasn't done it before. And Artem, hopefully we'll meet tomorrow night at the Yard Goats. We want you to be there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.